There are a lot of people watching these services over the internet. And in fact, I got a phone call yesterday from some dear friends of ours. They pastor a church down in Immokalee, Florida, Bronk and Candy Flint. And they, Bronk and Candy have been here and ministered before. And they said, yeah, you know, we've been watching, you know, as many of the services as we can and all this. I mean, they had their own church service last night. And they may be watching right now. So what I'd all like you to do is just kind of turn around and look back at the camera. And say this with me. Hello, Bronk and Candy.
Hello, Bronk and Candy.
We love you.
We love you.
We're here and you're not.
We're here and you're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, this gives a whole different perspective on spreading the gospel. And I want to read something to you from Romans. Paul wrote, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." And that verse goes right along with what Brother Gary's been sharing. There's only one covenant. There's only one. And he says in verse 13, chapter 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." When Paul wrote this, I have no doubt that he had in no way conceived in his mind of a thing called internet. And that sermons could be preached all over the world from one location, and yet millions of people could listen at the same time. And where he says, you know, how shall they preach except they be sent? You know, we just waved a Bronk and Candy down there in Florida by way of internet. Pastor Dave and Brother Gary are being sent to Immokalee, Florida. In fact, on Friday night, tomorrow night, they're trying to get everything set up so that they can open their sanctuary and have people come in and join with us in service right there in their church. Some way, you know, broadcast it up on a screen or something like that. Right now, there are people throughout this nation who are watching this. There are people in England who are watching these services right now.
Wow.
They're watching these. You guys are being sent all over the world.
Wow.
Are your feet worn out yet? We are able to reach more people. The potential now is that we can reach more people in one service than Paul ever reached his entire life. Think about that. One service. A congregation that can't hold over 250, a sanctuary that can't hold over 250 people, and yet we have the potential to reach more people in one service than Paul preached to his entire life. And we can get from here to Ephesus like that. How long did it take him to get there? We can get from here to Galatia just like that. In an instant. We're there. Just turn on the computer and log on. There we are. It is absolutely amazing what we can do with media. Who knows where this is headed? Just a few years ago, we didn't know we'd be at this place. Where will we be in 5 years with media? What potential exists? What's going on? I've already read stories where whoever the techno people, research people are, that work is being done to perfect 3D internet broadcasts. You ever seen Star Trek? The holodeck? That is exactly what they're working on, to try and perfect that so that you could set up your laser projectors and then turn them on, and it's going to look like Gary or Pastor Dave literally standing right there in the pulpit. Three-dimensional. Better lose some weight. I'm talking about me here. Okay. I better clarify that. Oops. Romans 10, this little passage we just read, comes alive in a whole different way when you think about these things. Well, yes, we're leading up to an offering. But offerings today are being used in ways they were never used before. Your offerings are helping for this ministry and others to broadcast these services all over the world. I mean, it's amazing. You know, years ago when we took up offerings, you know, we try to pool it together and, you know, pay for somebody to, you know, fly over and go. And it's still okay to, you know, go to the other countries. We should do that. But what's amazing is that now, you know, here you are, you know, a congregation less than 10,000, and yet we have the ability to touch millions. Millions. And every one of us in here, you know, as we're here in these conferences and the offerings that have come in and so forth, I want you to understand you're helping to broadcast this conference all over the world. Praise God.
Amen.
There are people who are able to sit in their living room, sit in their home, in their offices, and watch and listen as Brother Gary is sharing about this covenant that we have and this relationship we have and to see the ministry. You need to understand, there are probably people who have logged on and watched and have seen healings take place for the first time in their lives.
Yes,
they've never seen it before. Is that Rosalie? No. You had to be here. Praise God. But I just wanted to encourage you this morning from a different perspective concerning the offerings and what they're doing. They're helping to get this message out in a way that years ago it could never be done. Praise God. We talk about, well, we got to get Pastor Dave's message and this message of the book and praying in the Spirit. We got to get it out around the world. Get it out around the world. Well, this is one way to do this. Millions of people can watch this. And really, it's a lot safer to broadcast over the internet in some countries than to try to physically go in and minister. I mean, we can literally internet ourselves over their security. And broadcast in the homes and all over. You get the image. And so, yes, we're going to receive an offering, but I want you to know that your offering in part is helping to do this. And I don't know about you, but man, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Praise God. So there are offering envelopes right there in the pews. And as I've shared with our congregation and those who may know, you know, we're working in the process now to upgrade our equipment so that the quality of our broadcast just continues to increase. You know, we want to end up having the best that we can possibly have, not so we can say we have the best, but because it will improve people's ability to log on and to watch and to see everything, because we want it to be as best as it can be for the benefit of those who are out there receiving this. So I want to thank you, and I mean this, I thank you for helping out with your offerings, what you've done all this week and the rest of this conference. Thank you. You are making a difference for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Now, whatever the Lord has told you to give, just be obedient to Him or what you would purpose in your heart. And you might say, well, I'm not sure. Well, just bow your heads and let's just ask the Lord right now. Father, if there are those that you're wanting them to give and they don't know yet for sure what it is they're supposed to give, would you please just tell them right now to share with them the amount that they are to give? And Father, I want to thank you for everyone giving what they're supposed to give. Not over and above and hurting themselves financially, but Father, what you know is right for them. And I praise you for the obedience of people. And Father, our needs are met. Not just the ministry, but us as your children. Our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So Father, use what is given for your glory, the glory of our Savior. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So again, if you need the offering envelopes, it's right there in the pews. Ushers, if you would come forward, please.